Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson. Kate is with ISU Cass County Extension. Good morning to you, Kate.
Lavon, how are you?
Great. Kate, you're out there doing all kinds of programs, and we want to talk about one of them this morning called Boots to Heels.
Boots to Heels, yes. This is our sixth year doing Boots to Heels, so I'm starting to figure out what I'm doing on this one.
Yes. Now, you before worked in Shelby County, so you were Shelby County is connected with this.
Correct.
So you had that little bit of experience, and now you're in Cass County and still carrying on Boots to Heels.
That's right. And actually, before I was with Extension, I was still on the committee for Boots to Heels, so...
Hey, you were probably there at the beginning.
I attended the first year, and then the past 5 years I've been on the committee to help plan it. So, yeah.
Very good. Well, you should know some of the inside workings. Let's tell people, you know, when it is and where it is and those basic things they need to know.
All right. Well, first things first, it is Saturday, March 24th. Which is about 2 weeks away now, and it's here in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center. It starts at 8 in the morning with registration and will be wrapped up by about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Lots of things to hear, I think, see, get involved with during those days, and just like a lot of these events, to me, one of the best things is getting to visit with other people.
Exactly. This is a great networking opportunity. And this is a conference for rural women, which doesn't necessarily mean farm women. We have conferences and topics, certainly, that are specifically targeted to farm women. So if you have an interest in that area, we can get you pretty well all the way through the day with breakout topics that more specifically relate to farming. But if your only contact with farming is driving by and waving at the cows on your way to work, I'll still contend that you will find a lot to interest you at Boots to Heels.
Yeah, so just the other day, saying that, somebody said, well, I thought that was for farm women. And you know, my immediate response was no. And I guess I should actually say yes and no.
Yes and no. That's right. Anyone who lives or works in a rural area, and I would contend that pretty much everyone in Southwest Iowa could be considered rural.
Absolutely. Let's talk first about those that really are specifically, the sessions that are specifically for those folks who are connected with farming.
Okay. We do have... we have a farmland leasing session. We have some information on the local foods area, Farm Sweet Farm, what's called Bringing Local Back to the Farm. That's one of our breakout sessions. And we also have information on farm succession planning for any ladies who may be interested in that. And I don't know if this one would necessarily be targeted to farm women specifically, but it would be a different angle. There's a session on wind farms. And so whether you're interested in learning about wind farms, just as to why are all those big wind farms going up all over the place, to what would it mean for us to have a wind farm located on our property, you can take two angles to that, but that one would certainly be another option.
Mm-hmm. And then for those folks who are not particularly interested in those directly related to farming, you have another variety, I think, for all ages. Actually, there's one in here that could be for grandmas or for young moms.
That's right. One of our afternoon sessions is Creative Kitchen Creations with Kids, which basically, like you said, if you're a mom, grandma, aunt, older sibling, whatever, there's lots of fun ideas for hands-on things you can do with young children in the kitchen. Other things that maybe not be really related to the farm, we have a home organization one. We also have Bryman's coming in to talk about how to accessorize your room, so that certainly could apply to anyone. Also something on home food preservation, which is another hot topic that a lot more people are really getting into. You certainly can live on the farm to do that, but you obviously don't have to. If you have a backyard garden that you would like to learn more about canning from your backyard, we'd love to have you join us for that one too.
You don't have to have bushels and bushels of something in order to do some food preservation. Sometimes it's just a little more than you can eat, and it would be nice to preserve it for a later time.
Exactly.
So, all in all, there are 12 different workshops, and you get to choose four of those.
That's right. We got two sessions in the morning, a 10 o'clock and an 11 o'clock, and then after lunch, we go back. We've got two more, a 1 o'clock and a 2 o'clock.
Okay. But you start off the day with a speaker that I'm not sure how you find these people, but when I've heard them, again, they may be farm-related, but almost always fun and motivational.
Yes, and that's how we like to. We've had many people as they attend over the years. They always tell us this is such a fun kickoff to spring, because usually we have Boots to Heels sometime in March, about the time that everything's starting to turn from gray and all the same color to colors and spring. So we kind of think of this as the kickoff to spring. We love to have keynote speakers in that just lift everybody up and really kind of get them looking forward to the year ahead. We have a lady named Kathy Peterson coming in, and she is a professional speaker. She's got an HR certification, so she does speaking and training, but she is also a fifth-generation farm woman living on her husband's fifth-generation family farm up by Storm Lake, so she has lots of farming experience as well, and she's going to talk to us about finding happiness in the craziness of life, which is a topic that I think certainly can relate to the farm, but absolutely transcends beyond it as well.
To everybody, it just seems like the things to do and the stress levels can just keep on building up, so maybe take a little breath, and coming to Boots and Heels would be a good way to do that.
Yes.
Now, one other thing that I think people always look forward to is the food.
Is the food, yes. We try and come up with fun food from local people. Every time we do this, we have three different, I guess you'd say, opportunities to sample food from local providers. We have a continental breakfast when people arrive in the morning, and we've got our daily bread and Griswold bringing up some pastries for that. We'll also have some fresh fruit. We have, over lunch, the SF Martin House is doing a quiche luncheon with some side salads, and he always does a fantastic job. We're really looking forward to that. We got to go sample quiche earlier this year. It's very difficult being on this committee, as you can tell.
Yes.
And then we have Chosen Cheesecakes from Emerson doing cheesecake for dessert.
Wow. That all sounds so yummy. And again, that's sort of an exposure for some people to new things, new ideas. And they may not ever want to make them, but it's great to taste them.
Exactly.
Yeah, very good. Now, there is a fee for this. I don't think we've mentioned that yet.
No, registration fee. We would like to have people registered by this Friday, the 16th of March, just because we need time to have our presenters get their materials gathered, the caterers get their food all lined up. But it is a $30 fee if it's postmarked by this Friday. You can still get in late at the door for $35, but of course we guarantee you that you will have all the materials you need if you're registered by this Friday. We also have the Bring a Friend special. If you register by this Friday, two people can attend for $55, so you save a couple dollars there, plus you get to bring a friend.
And then some people like to go to the same sessions, but if you bring a friend, you can kind of cover all the sessions
right.
And compare notes, get all the ideas. So that's kind of fun too. So as you think back, and like you said, you were at the first one and then started being on the committee, how this idea came about?
The idea is just to connect, to get information to rural women. We know through several workshops and ideas that we do with Iowa State that women learn differently from men. They need to have different social interactions to really absorb information, and they are interested in different topics. And the idea with this was dual. It's education, and it's also networking and socializing. We try and have as many of our presenters as possible be female so they can relate to the presenters. We try and have as many of them be local or fairly local so they can learn about resources in their community. It's just sort of a fun day.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about finding resources here, I think that's one of the things that Iowa State University Extension should be known for. I say should because, you know, some people just don't know about ISU Extension, and they've been around for 100 plus years. But if there's a question you have, it's probably a good place to go is the
right.
Extension office.
Yes.
About almost anything.
And that's pretty true. We do get questions on almost anything. And if we can't help you, we can certainly point you in the right direction. We have a lot of people that think maybe we're just a service to farmers. That's certainly not the case. We have divisions in lots of different areas. Obviously, we work with the 4-H and youth programs. We have family programming, which is for all families, not just farm families. We have the ag programming, which is farming, but also all of our horticulture and gardening programming. We have money management programming, family life programming, not to mention the work we do with communities and businesses.
Oh, and very special people to work with those bigger businesses, smaller business, whatever.
Yes.
There are lots of good stories to tell about the successes that those folks have had with helping businesses be more profitable.
Yes.
So if people want to find out more about Extension, how can they do that?
If people want to find out more about Extension or register for Boots to Heels, they can stop by the Extension office. We're right on the fairgrounds, 805 West 10th Street. They can give us a call, 243-1132, or they can always go online. ISU Extension, it has its own website. Just Google that. You can click on Find Your County. Every single county in Iowa has a county extension office, so you can look up information on the Iowa State homepage. You can look up information specific to your county. And then if you have any questions about anything, give us a call. We'd be happy to help you.
Another resource I like is if I want a handout, a brochure, a leaflet. Many of those are free that you can just download and copy.
Yes, they're free online as PDF forms, so you can just download them right there. If you just need one page or just want to copy something off real quick, you don't have to get in your car and go anywhere. You can just look them up online and find it right there.
One, we'll remind people about Boots to Heels, but I do want to throw in April 21st.
Yes, we've got a garden seminar coming up. The Master Gardeners through Iowa State University have kind of taken that over this year. It used to be through Iowa Western, and we will have registration materials out very soon, and we'll post those as soon as we have them on our webpage as well, but we'll be mailing them out to anyone who has registered or attended in the past. If you are not on that mailing list and would like to be, give us a call at the office, and we will add you and make sure you get a garden seminar brochure mailed to you.
Okay. Saturday, March 24th.
Yes.
Boots to Heels.
Boots to Heels. And one other event I wanted to throw in there real quick.
Okay.
We have coming up tomorrow night the Pancake Supper to help us raise money for the 4-H program. And this Pancake Supper from 5 to 7 tomorrow at the Community Center will basically raise money to help us run the 4-H program for the whole next year in Cass County.
All right. Lots of things going on. You can always, as you said, go to give you a call, 1132, or go to your computer and look up Cass County Extension and you'll find you.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Kate Olson, for coming out, ISU Program Director for Cass County. Until next time, here's a thought. The only thing you can't buy nowadays with a credit card is experience.